Audrey Anderson joining us today. She'll be our only guest on this quick one. Audrey from Anderson Attorneys and Advisors. Hey, Audrey, happy gorgeous Saturday.
Oh, good morning. Happy Saturday. It is beautiful outside.
Yeah, loving this weather. And you do a lot of things as a criminal defense attorney. You represent adults and juveniles, and you're kind of our expert go-to on all things juvenile law. And, you know, you take a lot of pride in that, Audrey.
I do. I really enjoy helping juveniles and their families, and there aren't as many attorneys that do juvenile cases as adult cases. So that's definitely a void that I like filling.
And it's something that's really important, right? I feel like, and we've talked about this, the idea of you want your kids to cooperate with law enforcement. Of course, we all want that. And, you know, kids make mistakes along the way, and that shouldn't always impact their lives forever. And you're kind of someone that can make sure in those situations that they're treated correctly, legally, that they have the representations they deserve, and maybe help them along the way, not evade what they should, if they need to be in trouble, they get in trouble, but help them make sure that it doesn't necessarily impact their adulthood and their entire lives.
Right, absolutely. Because I've represented kids as young as 11 and then obviously up to 17 years of age. And it's just mistakes. And I think people forget that kids, they have dreams and they have desires and they have a future. And so it's a mistake that they made when they're so young shouldn't impact them. And it's confusing for them. The entire system can be overwhelming, especially my younger clients or younger kids. So I'm there to help them guide the way.
Yeah. We've done a lot of conversations on DCFS and other things along the way. And actually, if you're interested in those topics, those are all at WGNradio.com. But Audrey, there was a story in the news this week that we thought we'd get your comment on, because I imagine you deal a lot with kids and their mistakes over social media or mistakes that they make or things that happen texting friends. And there's a lawsuit that's now been filed by Kwame Raoul, our attorney general here on Illinois, alongside 13 other attorneys general, and the lawsuit's against TikTok. And I mean, Audrey, why don't you walk us through what they're alleging here? I know we have a national conversation about TikTok and whether we should be banning it nationally because of it's owned by a Chinese company. That's not what's going on here in Illinois, right?
Right. I don't think that that's necessarily the basis of the lawsuit that's filed in Illinois. It's something similar to a federal lawsuit that's been pending against Facebook and Instagram. I think it was Illinois joined that last year, I believe, and it's 30 plus states, I think. But the allegations in this for TikTok and Illinois joining with the other states in D.C. is that they believe that TikTok has harmful business practices for allegedly targeting kids and then deceiving the public, presumably adults, about the dangers hidden behind TikTok, such as that it's excessive addictive to children, that especially for girls, if they're using like the beauty items that are on there or the beauty filters, it blurs the lines of reality. It creates unrealistic beauty standards. It makes girls or young kids obsessed with their appearance. It just causes a lot of harm, is what the allegations are.
Yeah, and I think we can dive into this a little deeper, Audrey, because I think a lot of people might say, well, you know, use the app or don't use the app. That is a user either error or bug or feature. It's not necessarily TikTok's fault. What did the attorneys general say about that?
No, that's true, but I believe that they just say that this is focusing too much on young children or teenagers. And the problem is teenagers have a lot of peer pressure from others. So if a lot of other kids and teenagers are doing it, then other children will attempt to be on there as well to see what's going on. And if so many kids are doing it, how could it possibly be harmful? So this lawsuit is saying that TikTok knows that this can cause serious harm to kids, including sleep deprivation, depression, anxiety, self-harm, suicide. And so it should have a more safer version and safer protections like the TikTok that is for children in China.
So they actually think that there's a roadmap for how this could potentially work that is not being utilized here in the United States?
Correct. So it should be more of the same protections of the TikTok platform that kids and teenagers have access to in China, as opposed to here in the U.S. It's not as supervised, or there aren't as many restrictions, limitations that TikTok has on how kids can access it.
Yeah, because I don't know how it worked. I know you have a daughter. I don't know if she's on TikTok, Audrey. Probably still a little too young for that. I'm sure you try and limit that for her as well. I don't know how it works on TikTok. Do they have to say your age, and can kids lie about it, and that opens up different features? I know that's been part of the conversation with Meta for Facebook and Instagram about age verification. I don't even know if they have that for TikTok.
Right, and I think the problem is that people could lie, right? Anyone could take any electronic device and say that they are a certain age or gender or anything to get access to it. Or even a kid can use a parent's account. You know, there's so many electronics where everything is interconnected. So if you have a MacBook Pro, a laptop, an iPad, a tablet, and a phone, you can get access to everything by just the one. So yeah. I think the problem is that kids can access it easily.
Yeah, I just wonder if this blurs the line of First Amendment rights, right? Like the ability to express yourself on TikTok, make videos, and that should be fine. Or does the lawsuit say that their algorithms are artificially impacting the marketplace of ideas? Do you kind of see what I'm asking?
Right. No, I see your point, and that's exactly correct. So they're saying that the algorithms and the ads and things are targeting and focusing on children. And so that's enticing kids to become addicted to it, to keep wanting to use it. So that's their argument. But obviously the flip side is, what about parental control, and why are we allowing government to get involved in private businesses? Where shouldn't a parent or a guardian be able to instruct and teach their kids responsible use of devices or social media platforms and the internet?
Yeah, I was reading some interesting stats from this lawsuit. I couldn't believe that TikTok is used by 170 million people in the U.S. That's roughly half the population. And maybe I shouldn't be surprised by that. I have TikTok. I don't really use it all that much. But I do use Instagram a lot. And I just want to, like, paint a picture for our listeners who might say, what is the harm of using these apps? Besides just the idea of, like, I think a lot of our listeners use Facebook, are very familiar with that, Instagram too. But Audrey, up until, you know, a couple of years ago, I would just use Facebook and Instagram, just looking at my friends' pictures. Oh, there's cute pictures of their kids or their dog. You like it, you don't. A couple of years ago, I started looking at the Instagram Reels, which are these videos on Instagram where you can just watch so many different things, and it's similar on TikTok. And Audrey, it is a whole different ball game of addiction, speed, and time that you can spend just your eyes open on that app for hours.
Right. It's very true, because it's just literally one stream of video after the other. So kids can be looking at these electronic devices. So it's harmful, people allege, for kids' eyes. They're not doing other things. They're just sitting in places as opposed to being active and going outside, doing sports or reading or doing schoolwork. So that's the thing, too. And then some kids are getting injured because they're trying to outdo each other by doing stunts or other things where it could be physically dangerous to the kids. Or some things are posted that contain more mature content for older adults, and yet younger children, it can be intermingled with other videos that could be like a cute puppy or something for kids. There's something more adult that a child can stumble upon.
So this is more than just the harm it has on kids' mental health. We're talking about actual some internet crimes that could be committed here. And I was reading in the report that there's even live TikTok features where people can tip, adults can tip money, and kids are using a live feature, and unfortunately, and I don't want to go too deep here on a Saturday morning, a gorgeous one at that, that the kids can do certain things to get those gifts or those coins, and that really sets up quite a dangerous situation.
Right, absolutely. So kids, you know, they don't see the harm in something benign at first to do for an adult online, or maybe it's an adult pretending to be a kid through TikTok, so they just think it's a peer that they're doing things for. So then they start doing something benign, it gets to be something more explicit, and then the next thing you know, kids are tipping off where they're at, and it could lead to serious, harmful in-person encounters with adults and kids.
The study I was reading says you can be addicted in under 35 minutes. It could take 260 videos, which again, sounds like a lot of videos, but some of them are 4 seconds long. And 35 minutes, the average user is likely to become addicted to the platform. And, you know, I don't know how they kind of unwind this, though, Audrey. It's obviously on so many phones. You know, I know that there's discussions and we have a bill and it's been signed that TikTok will get banned. And if unless it gets sold to an American company that can operate TikTok in the United States, you know, we're kind of in limbo right now about that. But, Audrey, do you know how are we going to unwind this? Are there actual substantive changes that this lawsuit alleges that say, hey, we could actually kind of make this work for us?
Right. I think that they're just trying to put in more protections with regards to time limits or how a child gets access to it or things like that to monitor how long a person is on there. But then again, I don't know how you protect that because it's sort of the honor system. As you're logging in, you're saying what your age is. So some kids will say that they're older than others. And then even if TikTok does go away, I'm sure there's going to be some other similar social media platform that if the federal lawsuits with regards to TikTok are successful, that could take its place. So I think the idea might be to overall try to determine something as opposed to just tackling one specific business such as TikTok.
There's apps obviously that limit kids' usage that range from 40 minutes to 2 hours a day, which sounds insane to me, 2 hours a day, but the average user are using it a lot more than that. And like you said about the mental health, TikTok really makes sure their algorithm, this according to the study, it prioritizes beautiful people. Like it makes it look so that everyone in the world looks like that. And for a teenager, boy, the standards were tough enough when we were kids looking at magazines of people that didn't look anything like it, let alone things in front of our faces for hours and hours a day.
Oh, that's very true. There's so many of these videos that show you a person and then shows you how you can look like that person or transform yourself to be that person. So that's what these kids are looking at. And then it gets addictive because you'll have one video and then the video stops in the middle. And so you have to wait till the person posts like the next video. So the kids keep watching to see the progression of how you can transform yourself to look like a specific person or transform yourself into a specific identity or how to act or clothe. Or even just different videos that they're watching. It's like a storyline, a continued storyline. So before you know it, it's just a few minutes turn into hours. And parents, unfortunately, they're busy with work themselves, or they're doing dinner, or they're with other kids. So you don't notice that your kids are on it for that long. Or parents might even be on it,
yep,
social media and electronics for that amount of time. So a kid sees what their parent is doing.
This is crazy, but the Illinois Attorney General said that plastic surgeons have even reported an increase in patients seeking procedures to look better on the screen and remarking that TikTok's advanced effects blur the line between fantasy and reality. Audrey, we got to wrap it up here. I'm sorry. We could talk about this a lot longer, but you do a lot of work representing people. What number can people reach out to you, or what website do you want people to guide people to?
Right. So definitely feel free to give us a call at 630-877-5800. That's the best way to get in touch with us.
AndersonAA.com. Take care, Audrey. We appreciate it.
Thank you, too. Thank you again.